proceed to item B, which is the 2013-2015 operating budget. This also is a decision.
Hello, this is Owen Rowe, budget officer. And there was some interest at the last commission conference call on August 17th. While we were waiting for approval of the operating budget decisions, they were held until the commission could further consider the inclusion of a budget request related to deer and elk conflict management. I sent out a position paper on Wednesday outlining some of the history behind these requests. We've requested a similar program for the past two times. Both times have not been included in the governor's budget, and we've been told by our OFM analysts that there was some concern there that the ability to raise revenue through multi-season permits was one of the trump cards we had in our back pocket to help support the stability of the wildlife account, which has been basically a little under fire over the budget cuts over the last few years. So we've had some fund transfers and some use of the fund balance. However, the wildlife program has gone forward and has made available for sale over the past couple of license years quite a few more increased opportunities for hunters to purchase multi-season permits. They have driven revenue between license year 11 and license year 12 by $201,000. The current package is on the table as a program which would support about three dedicated staff. Budget's about $300,000 per fiscal year. Current revenue projections don't support that completely. However, we didn't get a complete, we haven't yet seen the complete license year sales, and the wildlife program is also going to be doing some increased marketing to drive some of these sales. So we do have some revenue to support this program and a potential backstop on one of our auction revenue dedicated accounts in the wildlife account. So we could potentially bolster the request with that new information through OFM. I'm still skeptical that they would approve it at this time. I provided the commission with a couple of options. Just go ahead and move. Option one was go ahead and move forward with a third request for funding, or wait for another year while we get a better idea of what revenue looks like. Potentially could strengthen our request in those regards.
Thank you for that presentation and review. We got commission questions.
This is Commissioner Carpenter.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I don't know who to address this to, but I've been reading some documentation over the last week that there's been a significant fall off in out-of-state hunting licenses issued in the states of Montana and Idaho. I was just wondering what trends, if any, may suggest would happen here in our state.
Commissioner Carpenter, this is Joe. I don't have the document in front of me, but you may remember at the last meeting handed out a revenue report that was current, I believe, as the end of last June, at the end of the fiscal year. And we continue to see a relatively small, over the past 5 years, decline in hunting participation. I don't believe we have seen a disproportionate decline in out-of-state, you know, from the overall decline. But I think that was one of the questions that Bill Joplin was asked when he made that presentation. So we can get back to you with that more detailed analysis.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. It's just some articles that I've been reading online about declines in those states, and I was just hoping that wouldn't affect what opportunity we have here for revenue opportunities.
Commissioner Carpenter, I've seen those too, and I know the director had a recent discussion with Virgil Moore, his counterpart in Idaho, and I think they're attributing a lot of that to some fairly substantial fee increases that were imposed on out-of-state just recently. So, you know, we also increased all of our fees, as you know, a couple years ago, and we didn't see an immediate response like that I'm aware of, but we'll take a close look at it.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings.
You know, looking at the conflict management position write-up, I guess I'm concerned if the current revenue projections for the sales of multi-year permits do not fully support the request. It seems, from where I sit, premature to be pushing forward with a third request in a row that, that isn't really won't probably be well received from OFM and potentially the legislature. It does make sense to follow, from my perspective, to look at more at option two, wait for another year where we have a better idea of the revenue trends to make sure that we can cover those costs.
Commissioners, this is David Giglio. I just wanted to make the argument for option one in terms of how it could work out mathematically. I think this is, you know, as we looked at the issue, we tried to think, well, how could this work? So this may address your question, Commissioner Jennings. So we have about $200,000 in revenue from this fiscal year. The money would be spent over the next two fiscal years. So if revenue holds at the current level, we have $600,000 from this fiscal year in the next 2 years to cover $600,000 of expenditures next fiscal year. So if there is a pinch point, and if we can't increase the sales and we do need to scale back the program, it wouldn't be until 2015, and the wildlife program would have the option of tapping into one of the auction raffle accounts, which does have additional fund balance that could be used for this purpose. So, you know, in terms of how viable is it, there's a way to do it. It may require some management 2 or 3 years out, but that's just for your consideration. That's kind of the best case argument for how you could proceed in a fiscally responsible way.
Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioner Jennings.
Yes, go ahead, Commissioner Jennings.
I guess, if we don't use the $200,000 plus the money for next year for this, doesn't that give us some revenues we might use other places? I guess my question is, what are the lost opportunity costs if we put the money here rather than other places? Or is this the only ability? Is this the only place we would be able to spend the money we're talking about?
Well, this revenue accrues to the non-restricted portion of the state wildlife account. So, generally, it's about as the dollars are about as flexible as we get. It can be used for anything under Title 77. So, there is an opportunity cost here.
Right. So that's also part of my concern of if we take all of our balance and put it into this, it really restricts our ability to deal with future challenges come up, because we will have already allocated what sort of additional buffer we had in our account.
That's exactly correct.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Carpenter.
I guess I'd like to maybe ask Deputy Chief Sensi, you know, having participated on the Enforcement Committee now for a number of meetings and sitting in with Chief Bjork and Deputy Chief Sensi, I've come to the sense that this deer and elk conflict management piece is of some significant importance, and I don't want to tread lightly on the fact that I think, you know, that this needs to be considered very thoroughly. And Deputy Chief Sensi, would you choose to comment on this or any other staff?
Thank you, Commissioner Carpenter. I'm choosing to comment carefully. I mean, we have many, many priorities within the agency. I feel like anything that I have to say will be relatively self-serving. So having said that, I guess I'll say it. You know, the officer equivalent would be 2 FTEs. I mean, we would be able to take the time that we're spending trying to put Band-Aids in areas of wildlife conflict and catch poachers and deal with disorderly fisheries and do what we're best equipped to do. We're not wildlife managers. You know, our role in this area is a throwback from former Department of Game. The agency has struggled to try to figure out how to properly fund the wildlife program so that, you know, they can do what they're good at, and that is manage wildlife. Long-term resolutions are what's required in many of the situations that we deploy officers in, and that includes the Skagit Valley elk situation. We can hand out kill permits, and we can eat Farmer John's wife's fresh baked cookies and try to make sure that we reduce tensions, and we're pretty good at that. But at the end of the day, what needs to be done is the elk need to be managed, not just one or two killed and you know, compliments left with respect to how the cookies were. So that's where I'm at. This is a over a decade-long issue for us, and I don't see a lot of light at the end of the tunnel. My officers are very frustrated because they want to be able to help folks, and they're not the whole package in terms of wildlife management. It takes a comprehensive plan to resolve most of these issues, and so nobody's happy with the current situation.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Perry.
Since he's comments on this, but I think the problem is much longer than 10 years. It's been going on for a long time. And I think that this wildlife conflict thing is extremely important to maintain good relationship with private landowners, which we need the habitat that occurs on their lands to meet our wildlife goals. And damage is often significant in on farmland. Now we've got wolves damage to lost cattle and that sort of thing. So I think this program is extremely important. But as the budget was explained just a minute ago, the funding really will only make this work in a fairly complicated way for a couple of years, and then we're right back in the hole again. And I think this should be a long-term, permanent program that that landowners can depend on, and that works smoothly. And you know, I don't propose a solution to this, but I think the department ought to work on it. And having just short-term funding really doesn't answer the question at all. And I guess I would promote going with option two. We don't really have any chance of it getting passed anyway. Maybe do a little further planning on how wildlife conflict works in the field, and hopefully smooth it out to some degree, and then go to the legislature with a really solid package. So, again, as important as I feel it is, I think putting it off for another year as option two outlines would be the best alternative.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
Well, I think everyone understands that I'm in favor of option one, moving forward with this request for funding for the wildlife conflict decision package. I think personally, as Commissioner Jennings says, from my seat, from where I sit, I think there is no higher priority than providing some means to start turning around this terrible trend that we've been in for many, many years of having increased state population, increasingly complex rules to enforce, and having a shrinking base of officers. I think this is one of the highest priorities, the biggest challenges the agency faces, and this particular approach is a very inexpensive way to free up a couple of officer positions. It's worked very well in the past. Commissioner Perry is exactly right. This is an important part of keeping good relations with our landowners, our neighbors. So my support is extremely strong for continuing to request this funding. It is really important. So I am going to make the motion to move forward with the request for the wildlife conflict decision package, including the three staff described in that package.
Commissioner Smith?
Commissioner Smith, go ahead.
If it's appropriate at this time, I would second Commissioner Weckler's motion.
Thank you. We have a motion and a second for option one to move forward with our third request for funding. Is there some further discussion?
Commissioner Carpenter.
Mr. Vice Chair, this is Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney, go ahead.
Yes, and I was wondering that possibly this could be a season where we might stand a chance to get these funds. I'm just curious how narrow they have to be. It's entitled Deer and Elk Conflict Management Budget, but as we all know, everything's intertwined, and as wolves come back on the landscape, they're going to affect deer and elk movement, and that's going to affect more conflicts and put certain situations, you know, in the limelight. And I'm just wondering if it might be a time where we could actually get these funds. And then, of course, you have another battle to fight in a few years. But it seems to me that if you don't ask for the funds, you certainly won't get it.
Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Carpenter. Oh, go ahead.
Commissioner Carpenter.
Well, just real briefly, thank you, Mr. Vice Chair. I live in the Skagit Valley, and I now, as some people, more people know that I'm involved on the commission. The people in the area where we have the elk problems, the Nooksack herd here locally, they think I have some kind of a magic wand to fix the issues that they're having with their fences tore down and their crops degraded and so on and so forth. And it's going to get worse. I'm getting calls all the time, people wanting to meet, and I'm happy to talk to them. It's just we need somebody out in the field to work on this stuff both locally and statewide. And I frankly feel obliged to support Madam Chair's recommendation and motion.
And Mr. Vice Chair, Commissioner Carpenter, is Director Anderson, did you have a comment?
No.
I'm hearing a comment. Somebody.
Yeah, this is Commissioner Mankin.
Oh, Commissioner Mankin, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I guess my question here is, we've asked for this, first of all, as a member of the Enforcement Committee, I also hear this ongoing problem with officers and the number of officers we don't have in the field, you know, the officers that we need in the field. And I guess my question would be of Director Anderson and anybody else on staff that would let me know what the political fallout might be with this proposal if we ask for it for another year. Is the legislature going to come unglued on an issue like this just because we're asking for it for another time? My inclination is to go with this, and I agree with Commissioner Keeney. I think that unless you ask for it, you're not going to get it. So, again, if somebody could answer for me what the downside of asking for this for another year would be, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, Commissioner Mankin. The director or somebody in the staff want to make a comment for Mankin, Commissioner Mankin?
Commissioner, this is Joe Storr. I don't think we expect any major blowback or concerns from the legislature on this. You know, we have gone to the legislature, discussed this before. There were various other issues and a little different context, but we think based on the arguments that Deputy Chief Cincy put forward and the, you know, the wildlife program looking at its needs and priorities, longstanding, as Commissioner Perry stated, longstanding issue, that this is a good thing to do, and don't expect there to be a lot of legislative pushback.
Thank you. Any further comments or questions?
Vice Chair Juviet, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings, go ahead, please.
So let me just start by saying I, too, recognize the need for addressing the deer and elk conflicts and the inappropriateness of using uniformed officers to do that work as opposed to freeing them up to focus on more true law enforcement. And I continue to be concerned that we're using all of the unallocated money, so to speak, within our wildlife budget for this without a clear discussion at the commission level of what the other priorities for that money might be. The department did not move this forward when they came to us at the last commission meeting. We raised this as a should we not be doing this, and it's coming back to us now. But and I feel like there's sort of a momentum to push this forward based on the conversation today, but we really haven't had it, this conversation, in the broader context of what are the other priorities that we might be using this money for. And without that larger discussion, I have a lot of discomfort voting to allocate all our available unspent revenues in the wildlife account for this. That I don't know what all the priorities are for that money. And while we have strong advocates for this, we really haven't had that larger discussion about how does this fit into the overall context of priorities.
Thank you, Commissioner Jennings.
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker?
Yeah, just I guess the response that I would make to Commissioner Jennings' last point would be that we certainly don't have time to look at the available other options for the use of this funding, and it would be difficult for us to do that even if we did have time. So this is a proposal that I've made. It will be vetted quite a bit more by OFM, by the legislature, and if other commissioners have other priorities that they see, they should be bringing those forward during the time period that we have. This is the last period of time. I mean, we're at the end of our opportunity to provide input, so this is it. We have this opportunity now, and we can't drag this out any further.
Mr. Vice Chair, excuse me, go ahead.
Commissioner Perry, go ahead.
Thank you. I just wanted to add that I think Deputy Chief Cincy's comments were extremely important relative to this issue. There is conflict, wildlife conflict resolution people in, I believe, Region 3 that work primarily in Kittitas and the Yakima counties that have done an extremely good job and have solved a lot of problems there that have occurred between particularly big game and landowners. And I think what this funding would actually result in would be extremely positive in the field. And if this thing does go forward, as a number of the other commissioners have proposed and what the vote in front of us suggests, that the commission direct the department to try to work out this conflict between wildlife management and enforcement in how this actually happens in the field, because it really is not very smooth right now. And I think the deputy chief's comments were right on, that it needs to be straightened out. So if we go ahead and ask for this money, I think from the legislature, I think we also should direct the department to try to straighten out this conflict that occurs between our major divisions. Thank you.
Commissioner Smith?
Commissioner Smith, go ahead.
Yeah. I think another point that needs to be raised is that these are the types of issues that come out of these conflicts that do make the front pages of the press. And as Commissioner Carpenter knows, as we all know well, the issue of the elk hunt or up in the Skagit Valley a few years ago. The negative press that came out of that has a long-term detrimental effect on the department. So I think anything that can minimize future conflicts of that nature will go a long ways in helping prevent that sort of negative image from being imprinted out there in the state.
Any further discussion from the commission?
Vice Chair Duvia, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings, please.
So I'll stop after this. It seems like there's a clear trend here, and I'm not on the majority side. But we got briefed a couple years back about a survey that was done for state residents about what they wanted from the Department of Fish and Wildlife. And the majority of the citizens expected us to be focusing a lot of our attention, much of our attention, on threatened and endangered species as an example. I just am concerned that we're just saying, we've got this money here, let's spend it on this, without a larger discussion about what exactly are their priorities that we should be spending the money on. I hear Chair Wecker saying we should bring those proposals now, but that's not the format that we've been using. She brought it up at the last meeting, and we're dealing with this now, but I think this is not the way we should be making policy. We should be having a larger context to be putting this request into, as opposed to dealing with this request, you know, one by one in a serial manner. With that, I'll stop making my comments.
Thank you, Commissioner Jennings. Any further comments or discussion?
Mr. Vice Chair.
Commissioner Wecker.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to drag out this discussion any further, but I would just pledge to work with Commissioner Jennings to figure out how we can have an informed decision next year and look at various priorities if we meet this kind of a situation next year.
But we will already allocated the money for next year if this passes. So there won't really be that ability to have resources to allocate.
Any further discussion on the issue? We have a motion and a second to move forward with option one, which is to resubmit the wildlife conflict package. All in favor, say aye.
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 All opposed, say no.
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 I have Commissioner Jennings, no, and who was the other?
Commissioner Perry.
Commissioner Perry saying no. Motion passed. Thank you very much.